بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Aisha رضي الله عنها who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said عشر من الفطرة there are 10 matters which are from الفطرة قص الشارب trimming the mustache, وَإِعْفَاءُ اللِّحْيَا and allowing the beard to grow, وَالسِّوَاكُ the siwak or brushing the teeth, وَاسْتِنْشَاقُ الْمَاءُ inhaling and rinsing the nose with water, وَقَصُّ الْأَظْفَارُ and trimming the nails, وَغَسْلُ الْبَرَاجِمُ and washing between the fingers, وَنَتْفُ الْإِبِطُ and plucking or removing hair from the armpits, وحلق العانة and shaving pubic hair, وانتقاص الماء يعني الاستنجاء and making استنجاء. قال الراوي, the narrator said, ونسيت العاشرة, I forgot the tenth, إلا أن تكون المضمضة, except that it may be rinsing the mouth with water. And this hadith has been reported by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. So this hadith contains the 10 characteristics of the fitrah. And the fitrah is a word which is used to mean the natural disposition that Allah created people upon as humans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the humans in a particular way. And that is natural to every single human being. However, sometimes a person's society or a person's environment may make a person oppose his or her fitrah, but the fitrah it remains. And Allah subhanahu said in the Quran, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha, that this is the fitrah which Allah has created people upon, la tabdila li khalqillah, and then there can be no changing to the creation of Allah. And there are three types of fitrah. So the first fitrah is the fitrah of the heart, of Iman. And this is that every single human being, as a human being, has been created upon believing that there is a creator who has created everything. And there is a supreme God who overpowers and overrules everything. So this is the fitrah of the heart, and this is Iman and At-Tawheed. And then there is a fitrah of a person, what a person likes. So for example, every person likes for himself as a human being goodness. Nobody wants evil for themselves. Every person likes for themselves comfort. Every person likes for themselves love and affection and warmth and emotional caring. So this is also from the fitrah of human beings as human beings. And then there is a third type of fitrah, and that is the fitrah of the body. And that is the fitrah of cleanliness. So these 10 matters of fitrah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, they are the fitrah of the body, i.e. the fitrah of cleanliness that humans were created upon. And they are known as sunan al-fitrah. And the meaning of sunan al-fitrah is the practices of personal hygiene. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified them here. He said 10 things are from fitrah, meaning from personal hygiene. He said, قَصُّ الشَّارِبِ, the trimming of the mustache. So the sunnah is for the mustache to be trimmed and not to be shaved. وَإِعْفَاءُ اللِّحْيَا, and allowing the beard to grow. And this is wajib. وَالسِّوَاكُ, and the meaning of السِّوَاكُ is brushing the teeth. وَاسْتِنْشَاقُ الْمَاءُ, and rinsing the nose with water. وَقَصُّ الْأَظَافِرُ, and clipping the nails. وَغَسْلُ الْبَرَاجِمُ, and washing between the fingers and the toes. وَنَتْفُ الْإِبِطُ, and removing the hair under the armpits. وَحَلْقُ الْعَانَةُ, and shaving pubic hair. وَانْتِقَاصُ الْمَاءُ, and making istinja. And then the 10th one, he said الْمَضْمَضَ, which is the rinsing of the mouth. And this hadith, from the benefits of this hadith, is it shows us the misunderstanding of the Western world in how they understand humans. So when the origin of humans is painted in the Western world, then they make it out as if that human was an animal. And this hadith shows us that the human, from the creation of the human, from his fitrah, was a love of cleanliness and maintaining his cleanliness. So, and this hadith also shows us the beauty of Islam, that Islam came to remind people about their fitrah. So Islam didn't come to teach Tawheed, because Tawheed is in the fitrah. But it came to remind the people of the fitrah of Tawheed, because society had corrupted it. And similarly, Islam did not come and legislate good manners or good character. Rather, Islam came to remind the people of that good character which is already in the fitrah of the people. And similarly, when it comes to personal hygiene and cleanliness. هذا والله أعلم وبالله التوفيق وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم